The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We have a great topic for you today. It's called What Women Really Need from Their Men. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of needs. There's not going to be every need that we're going to talk about in this next hour, but these are some of the top needs that I have found from my clients. And, you know, as women, it depends where we're at in our life, depending what we need. Depends how we feel emotionally. It depends what age we are. It also depends on the strength you have at the time that you're in a relationship. There's emotions involved. There's self-esteem involved. There's confidence. Self-esteem is how much you love yourself. How much do you love yourself? The more you love yourself, and I'm not saying making it all about you, because, you know, this is one thing I've learned, especially this week. It's all about you. It's really not about anybody else. It's all about you. Now, it's not something that I haven't known, but I've realized one thing. When we want to do something or go somewhere or commit to something, it's all about us. It doesn't matter about the other person. And I get it, because I've done the same thing, where we make things all about ourselves. And sometimes we have to sit back and go, oh my God, why? You know, there's the problem. There's the word, think. Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're committing to. Think about the other people that are involved when you decide to do something or not do something. Sometimes as women, we just say yes to be yes. What women really need from their men are to be adored. At some level, we all want to be adored as women. And maybe a man needs to teach a woman to be adored. Maybe women haven't had that experience, a lot of them. And I get that. But that doesn't mean you can't change. Because one thing I do know is this. Ken Keyes has a wonderful statement, and he says, you are not responsible for the programming that you received in childhood. However, as an adult, you're 100% responsible for fixing it. That's kind of a kicker, isn't it? It doesn't matter what's happened in your childhood, but you have to fix it. Your parents did the best they could, even if it was lousy. It was the best they could do at the time. So what do women really need? They need to be adored at some level. Teach them that you can adore them. Teach them how to adore themselves. Women, teach yourself how adorable you are. Ask your best girlfriends, how am I adorable? Because that little girl in us always comes out somewhere when we allow it to. We all have that sweetness in us. And sometimes it's pretty deep. It's hidden and it's got 50 feet of cement around it, but there is that sweetness in you somewhere. So here's what I believe in saying. When you're with a partner, you wake up in the morning and you say, I adore you. And when you go to bed at night, you say, I adore you. And when you're in the middle of a fight or frustrated, you say, I adore you. You just say the energy of those words and something shifts inside of your beautiful cells. And you can laugh about it. But no matter what situation you're in, how much anger there is, how much love there is, consider taking that little tip and saying that you adore each other. The next step is you have to have an emotional connection. Now, a lot of men and women, not just men, but they stop an emotional connection as human beings. So we have to go, it's safe, even 2 seconds of it, 3 seconds of it, allow an emotional connection. Now, some of you might go, well, what does that mean? It means feel. Sit on the couch, hold each other's hands, or cuddle up really close. That's an emotional connection. You don't have to say anything. Allow yourself to feel the energy between the two of you. Allow yourself when you're having a conversation to get emotionally involved with whatever it is you're saying. People have shut down their emotions, and I'm asking you not to do that. Now, what I'd like the callers to do today, please call in, because I want you to call me and say, you know what else? This is what else women really need from their men. I'd really appreciate your support in that. So give us a call, and it's 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795, because I want to hear what you really need from your man or from your partner. This is wonderful information to be able to share with the world. The next thing is communication. You see, when a woman is emotionally distraught and she wants to talk to her partner, her husband, about issues, here's where we go wrong as women. We will turn around and go on and on and on, because men say to me, I don't mind talking to her, Dr. Rose, but all night? She goes on, and then if she doesn't like the answers that I give her, well, then there's a whole nother story that starts, and we go right back from the beginning. Because the biggest issues that we have as women is that we talk for too long. So try this. When you want to communicate an issue that's been bothering you for a long time, or maybe just yesterday, don't communicate for more than 10 or 20 minutes. Say what you have to say. Get to the point. Don't mince words. Don't talk about nothing. Express how you feel. Have a nice conversation. Now, you're even going to get bonus points from the man when you say to him, look, I just need 10 minutes, 15 minutes of your time. That's it. I promise you it's going to be over. Keep your word. Because you get too emotional. And it's not right for a man to have to spend his whole day listening to you and your emotions because you're on some rampage. That's why you have girlfriends. You call them up. If you have something you need to communicate clearly with your partner, please, no more than 10 to 20 minutes max. 20 minutes max to explain how you feel. Don't make them all wrong. Again, it's not all about you. Please hear me. It's not all about you. A lot of it is, but not all of it. Take responsibility for what it is that you need to say. And take responsibility for your actions or lack of actions. You are not allowed to be a blamer or a victim. Give yourself permission to say that. I am not allowed to be a blamer or a victim. You know the difference. You know the difference. So decide. Practice. Share. Communicate clearly. No more than 10 to 20 minutes maximum about what it is that you have to say. 20 minutes is a long time to say something, but it's a really long time to talk about it for 2 hours when we're whining, complaining, and blaming. It's never about one person. So what women really need from their men is to be heard. They need to be heard to express how they feel, maximum 20 minutes, and then you move on. Go grab your own space. Go for a walk. Hug each other. It takes practice to learn how to do this. It takes lots of practice. I want to hear your feedback on what other tips you have for us and my listeners about what women really need from their men. So feel free to call us at 1-866-472-5795 because your feedback is very important to us. The next one. This is what we all love as women that we need from everyone, including the man that adores us, is we love to get a compliment. We need that. We yearn for that. We pine for that. Tell them how beautiful they are. Tell them how nice their hair looks. Tell them they look gorgeous in that dress. Tell them they smell divine. Maybe you want to stroke them on how good they're doing in business or the talents that they have. Maybe they're a great dancer. Maybe they're a great gardener. Maybe they're a great cook. Maybe they're a great mother. Women need to get compliments. That makes us feel just so special. And so loved. We can look at ourselves and say we look great. But it just feels deeper when we get that from our man. So let's just review quickly. The first need that we want from our man is please adore us. Adore us, adore us, adore us. Wake up in the morning and say, I adore you. Go to bed at night and say, I adore you. When you're frustrated, you say, I adore you. It will be fun. It's amazing how your cells change. That negative part of your cell jumps to the positive side of your cell and you feel the difference. The second one is we need an emotional connection. We have to have an emotional connection, whether you're sitting on the couch, touching hands, cuddling. We need the emotions to be able to feel and connect with our partner. We need to have communication. When you want to talk to your man, do not spend more than 20 minutes talking to him. And don't talk about the same thing and don't say over and over and over and over the same thing. They get bored out of their mind. Get to the point. Remember, communicate clearly about what's bothering you. Don't make it all about you. No more than 20 minutes max. Make sure you tell them, honey, I'm only going to keep you for 10 or 15 minutes. Maximum 20, I promise you. Keep your word. He'll listen to you more when you keep your word. The fourth one, men. Give women compliments with their hair, how pretty they look, how well they smell, how well they do in business, all the talents they have. This is what we need. We love compliments as women. We love to be lavished with compliments and to be adored. We all need that. Tell me what you think that you really need from your man. Thanks. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
It's time to deepen your spiritual awareness and enhance your relationship with God. Listen for Into the Mystic, a journey of self-awareness and empowerment with your spiritual pathfinder, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Jennifer shares her own personal spiritual journey and practices with you to help you deepen your connection to the divine and ultimately become enlightened. Let Jennifer help you experience your inner radiance. Become a part of Into the Mystic every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Our topic today is what women really need from their men. We were talking about being adored, having an emotional connection, about communication, no more than 20 minutes when you need to talk to your man, and, of course, to get complimented. So think about this. As a woman, if you're totally, totally honest with yourself, the needs could go on and on and on, couldn't they? There's a difference between having a need met and being needy. So I believe you all know when you're needy. And if you don't know that you're needy, all you have to do is have the courage to ask somebody that you feel safe with. Because we all know of situations where someone is needy, but they don't realize that. And you know why? Because nobody's told them. You see, when you have a spoilt brat as a wife, she's a spoilt brat because nobody has told her or stopped her from being that way or treated that way. People really don't know they are the way they are if nobody tells them. They're going to keep acting the way they're acting if you haven't communicated with them on the right level. I remember back in the 70s, I was living in a townhouse and it was winter and I was brushing the snow off the car. And this woman across the street, she came out of the house with her friend. And this was at Christmas time. And she said, if he doesn't buy me this fur coat that I want, I'm leaving him. I thought, what? Did I hear that right? You know, that's interesting how I've never forgotten that. For her, the need was all about the fur coat. No, not really. There's the illusion of ego saying, oh, if you love me, the magic words, if you love me, you'll do this for me. Is that a need? Is that a need to all those women listeners out there? Because first of all, I just want to rephrase this to, if you really love yourself, then this is what you need to do for yourself. What we do as women sometimes is we expect our man to meet all of our needs. Your partner can't meet every need you have. That's why we have girlfriends. Don't expect them to meet every need that you have. If you were spoiled, admit it. If you don't know you're spoiled, ask people. They'll tell you, but give them the safety to tell you. And don't drop them and shun them when you ask for the truth. Be able to handle the truth. If you're spoiled and you don't know it, then you might have the courage right now to say, okay, when I get off from when I'm done listening to this call, I'm going to go ask someone or call them. Am I spoiled? And make sure you don't call people that are going to give you the answer you need. Don't be calling your mother, darling. Oh, honey, of course you're not spoiled. Why? You don't want to make your mother wrong? You don't want to make your father wrong? Because if you're spoiled rotten, that's because your parents spoiled you rotten. Just admit it. If your kids are spoiled, there's only one reason for that. You did it. Now, I have a definition of good spoiled and bad spoiled. I believe that children need to take responsibility for what's happening in their lives at a very young age. I believe they need to take responsibility for what they've done wrong or what they've said wrong. That doesn't mean you can't give them things that they want and desire and need to a degree. How many times have you went into somebody's house and you saw all these toys thrown all over the floor? The kids don't even appreciate it. So don't do that to your daughter. Don't spoil them rotten so that there's one more thing to add to the junk pile of toys. Talk to them. Communicate with them. Start talking to your daughters at a young age. See, as a man, when you start connecting with them at an early age, you start setting them up for relationships and how they are and how good they are. So let's talk about a few more facts about what women really need from their men. They need freedom. They need a sense of freedom to go do what they want to do. They have to be able to go out with their friends, have a good time, go away for the weekend, go to convention, go on a business trip without a man feeling insecure. And don't think that it's necessary for them to be calling you two or three times a day, every day while they're gone. Give women the freedom to go do what they need to do, to have fun, to do business, to do whatever. Let them call you. That keeps the connection open. Nobody wants to hear when they're ready to go on a plane is, make sure you call me two or three times a day. I just want you to check in. Don't do that. That's control. That's total control. That's neediness, and you don't have a life. So what do women really need from their men? Freedom. If you haven't experienced freedom, then start to experience little bits of it. It's very easy to get into a rut. It's very easy to become bored out of your mind. It's easy to sit down and not express what it is you need from your spouse or your lover or your partner. All it takes is one person to make the change so that you can get what you need. The other need that women have is they want their partner to be a father to their children. But then some women, they get very upset if you start to father their children. There's this thing inside of us as women that if you find something wrong with our child, we take it personally that you're attacking us as not being a good mother. Well, that's something we have to work on ourselves, because if you're truly honest with yourself, all you have to do is get a video camera, play that video camera for a week in your home. Leave it on for an hour a day. Go ahead, watch the videos. You're going to forget that they're there. And you're really going to see how he's treating your children and how you're treating your children. And best of all, how you're reacting to him regarding your children. Every woman needs a man to father her children, their children, his children. We need to be parents at a level that's acceptable and come to a state of learning to teach each other the different ways of raising a child according to their personality. When you have a child that's very powerful, they understand one language to be powerful back. You have to be powerful back. And when they want to do something, you have to explain to them in simple form why they can't do something. If someone's quiet, you have to be quiet with them. If someone's a talker, you have to talk to them. You have to give people what they need and what they are. So if they're loud, you have to be loud back, but in a way that's respectful. So what do women really need from their man? They're looking for a man to be a father to their children. Even if they're acting like they're not, they're looking for that. The next step. You know, whatever happened to the days where men could be men and women could be women? Men have lost their part in the world where they don't know where they belong anymore. Would you please let a man open the door for you? Hello? Would you please let a man open the door for you? Would you please let a man take your luggage and put it in the car for you? I know we've become independent as women, but we need to get back the feeling of being treated like a woman and give man back his power and his natural ability to want to help us. We have become so independent as women that it's actually a turnoff for a man. Mothers, treat your sons to be men. Treat your sons to be gentlemen. Don't lose that trait. We as women really need to be treated gently and adored by our men. And ladies, if you have a husband that doesn't do this, then train him. If you want it, train him. Don't sit there and laugh and make jokes about it or make a comment about it. Help him. Maybe his parents didn't have a clue how to do it. Be polite. Be a gentleman. Train him. Give him a break. There's something you liked about him. If he used to be that way and he forgot, let him know that you'd like that. Because when you start doing things for him, he's going to start doing things for you. You give to me, I give to you. You give to me, I give to you. Would you please call me at 1-866-472-5795 today, now, so that I can get any tips from you about what else women really need from their men? Because I'm just giving a few tips here. I would love to have your feedback on what you really need from a man that we haven't talked about yet. One more before we go to our break. We need touch. Women need touch. Men need touch. We all need touch. Touch, 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 touch. Rub my toes, touch my face, touch my hair, hug me, massage me. We need touch as human beings. So let's review quickly. We need freedom. We need fathers for our children. We need to let a man open the door for us, put the suitcase in the car for us, and we need touch. And we need lots of it. As human beings, we can't ignore this. Please feel free to give me a call at 1-866-472-5795. I want to hear what you really need from your man so we can share this with our audience. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Our topic today is what women really need from their men. I love that. We all have different needs, but we all have the same needs. And we just gave you 8 tips. I'm going to review them at the end of the show. We're going to go through all of the tips. We still have more tips to go through. But you know what? If you really tap into your needs, we all basically have the same needs. Yes, men are different than women, but we all know that. And we know how to connect with them if we really want to try. And we can't make it all about us, even though it's always all about us. We have to change a few of these points, don't you think? So what I want to review with you is that we all want to be loved. And all these tips I've been giving you, it all boils down to love. Whatever love means to you. And if you were raised in a situation where you didn't have love, you didn't feel love, and you felt that people withdrew from you, or there was too many in your family to feel the love, the other thing you have to ask yourself is, am I willing to learn this? Am I willing to change this? Do I want to become better? Am I willing not to blame anybody? Am I willing to allow people to get close to me? Like, what would you attempt to do if you knew you couldn't fail in the love department? See, people are alone because they want to be alone. People are alone not because of the reasons they tell themselves or tell you. Lots of times women will say to me, I don't want a relationship. I've had 3 or 4. And I said, yeah, but that's because you gave them your phone number. What you're really saying is you can't trust yourself to make a good decision because you don't pick the right type of person for you. So therefore you don't really want a man. There's no good men out there. No, you pick the wrong men. So if you're willing to change that and be teachable and coachable, your whole life will change. Men aren't always the bad guys. Women aren't always bad either. It's about the decisions that you've made and the childhood that you were raised in that you can change if you want to. You have to have that desire and that willingness to change, to say, I've had enough. I've had enough of looking old. How many people do you know right now that might be 20 or 30 years old, but they look like they're 40 or 50? They walk that way. The life has been sucked out of them. They've aged because of the lack of love, the lack of support, the lack of spirit in their soul, and whatever other reasons there are out there. Then how many do you know that are 50 that look like they're 35, or they look like they're 30? It's all about the energy within you. You can change it. You can go for a total makeover. Get rid of the people. What women really need from their men is this. You as women have to get rid of people that suck the life out of you, including your spouse, including your friends, including your parents. If these people suck the life out of you, there has to be a change, and that change starts with you. That's what a woman really needs to do for herself. Put a protection around you so you are not allowing everybody to take energy from you so they can live off your energy. Did you know that when you start sleeping with someone during the first 30 days of your relationship, did you know that you're going to start becoming him or he's going to start becoming you? Because as long as somebody is within 3 feet of your energy, somebody's sucking somebody's energy out of someone. So whoever you have slept with within the first 30 days of your relationship, see how this makes sense to you and ask yourself right now, have I become him or has he become me? Maybe you've done a little of both. Maybe you've got yourself back. Because sometimes in relationships, what women really need from their men is to be accepted for who they are. Be accepted. Don't try and change me. And you know what that means? If I laugh funny, don't try and change my laugh. If I'm having a good time, don't try and put me down as a woman. Accept me for who I am. If I'm too loud, don't try and make me quiet as a woman. Don't find all these things wrong with me. Yes, you can guide us, but it's all in how it's done and it's all in how it's said. We all want to be accepted for who we are. And if you're doing things on purpose just to get attention, some stuff is unacceptable. It's all in how you talk to them. And you know what? I believe this statement. When somebody shows you who they really are, believe them. When someone shows you who they really are, believe them. The first time. Don't give them 10 tries because they're going to be the same person on the 10th try as they were the first time. So, what women really need from their men is to be accepted for who they are. And of course, we can have support to change for the better. The other thing that we need is quality time. We need time to spend with you adorable people. We need time. Now, quality time might be just paying attention to me for a whole 5 or 10 minutes at a certain part of the day. Whenever that part is, that day that we connect, that part of the day, the evening, after supper, a glass of wine, in bed, whenever that is, we need to have that quality time with you. It doesn't have to be long. And you're going to love it too. The men are going to love it. That's what women really need. We need to be accepted for who we are. We need to have quality time. And you know what else we need? We need you to book the trip that's going to sweep us away off our feet, even if it's for a weekend. Just surprise us. Book the trip. Book the surprise, whatever it is, without us telling you. Don't phone her and say, are you off next Friday? Because I'm thinking of taking you to Las Vegas. What? Are you doing? No. Find out in advance if her weekend is free. Make sure you book a special trip. Let her know in advance. I would let her know in advance, a week in advance, and say, I got a special trip happening. We're going to do something special. You don't even have to say the word trip. I've got something special happening next Friday till Sunday. Get ready. We're going to love the excitement. We're going to love the excitement. Quit using excuses, gentlemen, about all the things that could go wrong or what if she's not happy. And women, don't you dare find one thing wrong. When he makes the effort
to book a special getaway or book something special for you, don't you dare find anything wrong. He's going out of his way to make you happy. Because if you don't show appreciation, you're going to lose him. So what you need to do as a woman is appreciate your men and appreciate for what they do, even the little things. Yes, we know we want them bigger, but appreciate them for all the little things that they do for you every single day. The next tip. Oh, this is the big one. This is what everybody wants. Romance. Romance, romance, and more romance. Don't you just love romance? In 23 years of business, I've had one man say to me, I just want my wife to be romantic. I need romance. I started laughing. He's the only man that has ever pined for romance in my office. And she looked at him and rolled her eyes, raised her eyebrows in total disgust. He said, all I want, Dr. Rose, is some romance. She was cold. She was cold. She just wanted him to take charge and stop his bad habits. And she brought him to my office to smarten him up. I can't change your husband. I can't change your husband, I said to her. And I remember saying to her, you know what? You're not married to your husband. You're married to your children. Well, that was the biggest universal 2x4 she's ever been hit with, I swear. Because I could just feel the vibration. He just wanted romance. He just wanted to connect with his wife. So what do women really need? They need to look at how they spend their time with their children and how much time they spend with their partners. Where's your focus? Is that on your children? Equally with your husband? As far as the time slots go? I don't know. But you need to appreciate what you have. And go spend some time with your spouse. And that works for men doing that with their women as well. So if we look at this, we have to be accepted for who we are. We need that. We also have the quality time. Yes, we need that. Quality time with our lover. We need to book the trip surprises. Surprises, surprises. Give us a little surprise, but give me advance notice there's a surprise coming so I can be so excited. And we need romance. Those are the last four tips. So now we've given you a total of 12 tips. We're going to come back. We've got three more tips for you. We're going to go through all of these tips again. If you have another tip, would you call me, please, at 1-866-472-5795. I want to hear from you. I want to know what it is that women really need from their men. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back in 2 minutes with what women really need from their men.
The Seventh Wave Channel. On the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane. Right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
In invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Our topic today is what women really need from their men. We've given you lots of tips. We're going to give you a few more, and then we're just going to go through all of them. And you can just see how many of those you already have and how many you want to, you know, just play with a little bit with your spouse. So what's really important is that you realize that it's important to be heard by your spouse. We all need to be heard. There's nothing to fix. And this is what women really, really need, is we need to be heard. Don't fix what I'm saying. Do not try and change me. Do not try and change my attitude towards this. Just get me to feel safe to be heard. Can you relate to that? We just want to be heard. That's all we want. That's all we want is hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me. That's all we want. Hear me and hear me. I know I'm repeating myself, but we need to be heard as women. Okay. I think you got the point. The next thing. Please tell us that everything will be all right. We need to know that everything will be all right. When we're having a tough time, no matter what drama or trauma we're going through, we need to be held in our arms, held in our arms. We need you to hold us in your arms and tell us everything will be all right. We're going to go into fetal position, most of us. Those words mean everything to us. And celebrate. Celebrate the special occasions. Celebrate the anniversary. Celebrate the birthday. Celebrate the joy. Just celebrate. There doesn't even have to be a special occasion. Celebrate that you love each other. See, you have to give each other what you need. If you don't give each other what you each need, then you're not going to get anything. You have to celebrate special occasions. Please, that's very, very important that you do that. All right. We gave you 15 tips. Let's go through them. What is it that women really need from their men? They need to be adored. Adore them, adore them, adore them. Remember to say, I adore you every morning and every night. And when you're frustrated, you say, I adore you. It changes the energy in yourselves. The second thing they need an emotional connection. Sit beside them, cuddle up, touch. They need to be emotionally connected. The third is communication. When you want to sit down with your partner, you have something to discuss, maximum 20-minute conversation, no more than that. The man's going to get bored out of his mind. Get to the point, get to the point, get to the point. Don't make it all about you. And don't be blaming him for everything. Take responsibility for your part, whatever that is. It's very, very important that you do that.
The fourth one, give her lots of compliments in all areas of her life, her hair, how she dresses, how beautiful she smells, her talents. Give her compliments and more and more and more. You'll get what you need. Give her freedom. Give her the freedom to do what she wants to do. She'll come back to you faster. Also, if you're a father to her children, figure out ways to sit down with her and show her how you want to be there for her to raise her children the right way, whatever the right way is. But discuss it. Don't make her feel bad, because women are very, very protective as single moms, and they get remarried and somebody starts pounding their children down with words. Also, let a man open the door for you. Let him be a gentleman, okay? That's all he wants to do, is be a gentleman. Give him that opportunity to treat you like a queen. Don't be too independent where he feels totally disconnected to you. Number eight, touch, 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 more touch and more touch. We love to be touched. Love, 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 love to be touched. Teach him, teach her how to touch, how to allow touch. Number nine, they want quality time. Spend time with them. 5 minutes a day of quality time, 10 minutes a day of quality time, a quick walk, whatever it is for you, spend those moments together. Accept them for who they are. Accept the woman you have for who they are. Accept the man you have for who they are. You can change some little tiny things, yes, but don't turn them into you. Let them be their true personality. Hey, book a trip. Surprise your wife. Surprise your lover. Book something. Let them know in advance. Give them romance. Romance and more romance. They need romance. Celebrate special occasions. Celebrate all the special occasions that you have. That's so, so important. We like to be heard as women. Please don't try and fix everything for us. Just let us rant and rave and be stupid and get rid of all of our pent-up frustration. Just hear us. Please don't fix anything. And last of all, tell us everything's going to be all right. We gave you 15 tips here. Tell us everything will be all right, no matter what situation we're in, how traumatic or dramatic it is. Hold her in your arms and let her know everything's going to be all right. These are pretty simplistic. Sometimes we just try and complicate everything. I just want you to know that this doesn't have to be hard so that you can understand what women really need from their men. They need more than these 15 points, but these are some of the major ones. If I can boil it down to one thing, it's called love. We just want to be loved. And that is a process that mankind has been learning for millions of years. How to love. Not to hurt each other. Find all the good in each other. Sit down right now and find all the good in your man. Find all the good things and focus on the good things. Find all the good in your woman and focus on the good things. Watch her shift. When your energy shifts to finding only the good things, oh, you're going to see an amazing shift in her and in him. Please don't embarrass them in front of their friends. Please don't do that. That creates divorce 20 years down the road. Stop the bad habits now. Because what women really need and what men really need are the same thing. It's all about love and acceptance and about being adored. and about spending time together and about being accepted for who you are. It doesn't have to be complicated. If you want some personal help, call me. This is what I do. 80% of my work is over the phone. Call me. We can do work over the phone. We can change your belief systems.
So you know what this is all about? This is about accepting men and women for who they really are and about you loving yourself, because this is what we all really need is love, lots and lots of love. And if you need support, call me. This is what I do. I work with people all over the world. Call me. We can break these belief systems you have about not getting what you need. Next week, my topic is, what if you don't have MS or Alzheimer's? I'll look forward to connecting with you next week. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I appreciate all of you for spending this hour with us. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.